Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are celebrating our 19-year anniversary today of the big show. And, you know, I'm real excited right now because, you know, we've been talking a little bit about just the fun we've had on the show in hour one and all that kind of stuff and some of the cool people we've talked to and all that kind of thing. However, now we're going to look towards the future. And that's why we have Valentina, the Scuba Radio Psychic Mermaid, on Scuba Radio right now. V, how are you?
Hey, everybody. Hi.
Good All right. Night. So first off, for V, for folks that are not familiar with your powers, with your the energy that in, you know, just surrounds you. You know, I just saw that latest remake of Poltergeist, where they bring in the psychic and she channels some kind of crazy spirit and she takes on the whole life and starts moving around like a mad woman. Is that kind of what you're doing or what?
Yeah, it can be sometimes. I try to not do a lot of channeling.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes I do have to do that. But mostly I read people's energy and it could be the dead or the living.
Mm-hmm. All right. But you know, you're doing it in a mermaid tale, at least today.
Yes, today. Right.
Yeah. So it's a fun thing. So think of the movie Poltergeist and she can take on a life of her, you know, the spirit or whatever. I don't know. It's crazy, nutty stuff. But I love it. Last time we've had her on, she was reading Jerry the Diver Guy. And, you know, we did the segment on the air and Jerry was kind of like, well, I don't know. And you threw out some names and he goes, well, I don't know. And
yeah.
It wasn't until after we got off the air that he thought about it some more. And he goes, hey, you know, when she said that name and this name, actually, yeah. I do know somebody who was this and they died in a car accident, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, look, you big dummy. Well, you're supposed to say that when it happens. And it took him
exactly.
A little time for it to kick in. Yeah.
That's the thing. Sometimes the stuff that I'm pulling from is past, present, and future.
Yeah.
So all facets of your life. So you can't exactly access all that memory, you know, right away. But
yeah.
It's always afterwards. So.
Well, I have a feeling, you know, he had been sipping on some spring water and his brain cells were... a little slow to react, you know, so it didn't really happen as much until after we got off the air. But I'll tell you that when you read Jerry the Diver Guy, he was really kind of like, wait a minute, you know, she hit way more than I thought at the time.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was this, and this. And so I'll have to think this over a little bit more. So you did pretty well with Jerry the Diver Guy. So eventually here, I want to see what you can do as far as predicting the future for Scuba Radio. Are you willing to play ball today? What do you think?
Yes. All play
right.
ball.
And as far as what you've been doing recently, you've been just having folks come over and visit you and do these readings and that kind of thing, or are you working?
Yeah. No, I'm booked full time.
Yeah.
I'm booked 7 days a week. Whether people come to my house, which is always the best, but if they can't, I can do it off a photograph because I also have those gifts. I can touch items
mm-hmm.
and get a reading off that. I can, do it via FaceTime or Skype. So
yeah.
I can do it anywhere in the world. So anybody can contact me and I can do it anywhere.
Yeah. And before we continue, I guess, give out your website. What's your website? Would they go to, or how would they reach out to you?
Okay. The easiest way to reach me is Valentina, just like my name, VALENTINA, ghost ghostgirl.com.
Valentina Ghost Girl. Now, see, we know her more as a scuba radio mermaid and a scuba diver.
Valentina, I know, and that is also when I'm not on land.
Yeah.
That's the second place I am. It's honestly my two favorite things is being gifted and doing this and then being in the ocean.
Well,
that's all I need when
you're doing these readings and channeling these spirits, do you have a tendency to tap into more that have a diving background that might be scuba divers, like, you know, Jacques Cousteau, or as far as dead folks or something, or if they're a diver, do you connect better with them? You know, I'm guessing so.
No, not. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. If I connect, I connect. I don't really have...
That doesn't help if they're a diver. Because I feel closer to people when I find out that they're a scuba diver. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, we have that connection. Yeah. I mean, that just connects us. But, I mean...
So I'm naturally scuba psychic is what you're saying to me.
You're
right
scuba
now.
Connected.
Yes. See, I have powers. And we all do. As divers. It's kind of a superpower. But that doesn't necessarily help you in the psychic world.
And I've been too busy to even try to connect to Jacques Cousteau or anybody that, you know, in the ocean field.
Well, we got to work on that. We got to do this more and make that happen. It's more maybe something I keep talking about doing this during Halloween, that period and that kind of thing.
Oh, you don't need Halloween for it to, I mean, we can do it anytime.
Anytime. Okay.
My life is on 24/7.
Yeah. So. And how did this gift develop, Valentina? What was it? You were struck by lightning, one of those kind of things? Or what gave you this ability, or when did you realize you had some kind of magical power to channel people and stuff like that?
Well, I'm not sure if it's magical, but sorcery kind of thing. But it's been 27 years now. It was a traumatic brain injury by an accident that left all these abilities kicked in, and then probably 15 years or so later, in another freak accident, I was accidentally electrocuted.
Whoa.
In a chiropractic office and went home with the electricity still in my body, and then it was released a few hours later when I touched a computer. So there's been a lot of freak accidents, and with each one, I mean, those are the main two, but with each one, it just seems to jolt more of my gift. And then with that, I... work every day to just master it and train my brain, so I'm always in this state of mind almost all the time.
Well, I mean, it sounds a little spooky as well. Do you ever get creeped out by it sometimes? I'm guessing you do, don't you? Or what?
No, it was funny because last week I was sitting and telling one of my clients at my house about how I've taught the spirits to communicate with the living so that they can have some sort of communication and just affirmation.
Party. They can have a party with the living and the dead. Yeah.
Right after I get done saying that, a cap on the top of a bottle comes off that's sitting on my kitchen counter just feet behind us, comes off and bounces off onto the counter.
Well, we're approaching Cinco de Mayo. Doesn't that have something to do with it? Maybe that's right. Who knows? But
And so she just goes, "Aren't you spooked out by that?" And I said, "No." I said, "I'm used to it." And then she goes, "Oh, my God, that was so cool." So she thought it was really exciting to be part of seeing it actually in action. So,
yeah. Well, I will tell you, when I'm diving, when I'm scuba diving on a wreck or something that's a little bit more ominous looking, or foreboding underwater scenery, you know, sometimes I feel the presence. And I know we had Richie Kohler on once talking about, his dives down on the Britannic and some of these shipwrecks that are obviously a lot of people went down with the ship, and he's felt a presence as well. I've kind of got that vibe a little bit underwater. Have you had that happen while on your scuba diving things and like actually pull that in yourself or not so much?
Well, no, because the last time I was diving, I wasn't doing this heavily.
Yeah.
So I wasn't paying attention to anything but diving.
All right.
So I'm looking forward to when I get back in the water.
You were Valentina the Mermaid, not Valentina Ghost Girl at that particular time.
Yeah.
You had
yeah.
separated these realms of...
you kind of have to, because otherwise it's just...
Otherwise you'll go a little crazy or something, maybe?
Mm, yeah. I just like to have my own me time.
Yes, understood. Okay, all right. So are you good for kind of doing some reading? What are you going to do? Like tap into me or Scuba Radio's essence or what?
No, I just have your picture pulled up.
Oh, so sorry about that. Okay.
No, it's the one of you and I at the Scuba Show.
Oh, okay. All right. Cute. Well, at least you got you to offset what you're looking at with me. All right. So you're going to tap into this picture, and then you're going to kind of predict the future or reflect on the past or a little bit of everything. That's what we're going to do next? Is that the plan?
Yeah, well, the only thing that came right now was the word Thomas, and that could be a name or it could be St. Thomas. I don't know what
that
is.
I don't know. All right. Well, we're going to have to take a break. She's already hitting. Thomas is actually the name of my son, Max. We call him Max by his middle name, but you just
touched me. Are you serious?
I'm serious. You are totally zoned in, and we're going to talk more about this next. A psychic reading of Scuba Radio and yours truly, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Max. Please keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This baby's gonna put me through college.
You're way off. I say you're way off this time, son.
And now, here's my dad, Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah, that's me, and that's Max, or Thomas, who just so happens to be heading
Holy
off
cow.
For the first time away from the house here this summer to go on a drumming tour, of all things. And V just picked up his name psychically as we connect here on our 19-year anniversary show. Our Scuba Radio psychic mermaid, Valentina, brought up his name. So you're definitely channeled in. You are zoned in, V.
I'm feeling it. I'm so blown away.
That is awesome. And by the way, it has kind of put him through college. And he's in it now. But yeah, he's going on tour, leaving home for the first time this summer and going on a drumming tour. So it's kind of cool.
How old is he now?
He's like, 21-ish.
Yeah. No.
Whatever. But anyway, so let's talk about scuba radio in the future. Now that you're tuned in, that's what you've had to do. You had to channel something. And yeah. Do you have any idea what the heck it is, by the way? Or
let me explain. Mm-hmm. Channeling is when I allow a spirit to go in me, literally, and take over my body. That's a dangerous thing to do, so I don't do that a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm not always channeling. What I'm doing is just I'm using my abilities to tune into your energy.
Uh-huh.
So let's get that. Differently.
Are you picking up good energy, or what are you feeling? Is it kind of electric?
Yeah. Well, there's something. The word current.
Current.
And I'm still trying to figure that one out. I was putting a question by, because that can be the thing is, when I get information, like let's say the word cup, it comes in visual form sometimes, and sometimes it's words. So I have to sit and figure out how the word cup ties in. It could be a favorite cup. It could mean cupping. I have to sit and interpret.
I'm not wearing one right now.
So it takes me a minute to decipher and figure out how that ties
right
in with you.
Well, can I ask questions? Does that help?
Sure. Yeah, that can be a little faster.
So if I say,
I'll tune into the questions.
I really want to think about this. This is our 19-year anniversary of Scuba Radio, right?
Okay, but make sure it's a specific question. The universe has to. You can't sit and be like vague about it. You have to give me a specific question to
okay
ask.
Well, are we going to make it to 20? Let's keep it simple first. Is that a?
The question is Scuba Radio
going to make it to our 20-year anniversary?
Going to make it to 20-year anniversary.
You're writing it down, or are they kind of a little slow
I have
there
to,
on
I have
the
to,
other
no,
side?
I write it down,
and then
I say it out loud as I'm writing it so that you know.
Right.
And then I have to ask in my head, because the answer is not going to come out loud. The answer is going to come in my head, so I have to ask.
All right.
Okay. The answer is yes.
Right. Yes! I'm feeling that. We got that much. Are things getting better? Not just for scuba radio, but for diving in the industry as a whole. I might as well turn this into a bigger thing. Yeah.
Better.
Is diving getting better?
For diving industry.
Yeah. Our friends, we want to share the love of diving. And I want to tell them, that, hey, even the psychics are on our side. That's what I'm hoping you're going to come back and say right now.
It says very slight. It's a very, very slow climb.
A slow climb. Okay, but it's going to go in the right direction, at least.
It's going to be, it's going to take a long time to turn around. I hate to be, I'm an honest psychic. That's the thing. I know some psychics say what you people want to hear, but it's a very slight increase, but it's a slow climb.
All right. How about this? Are dead people cheering for me, or are they kind of like want to bring
members?
Me down? And I mean that in a good way,
you
because
mean family
of diving.
Members or?
Well, I don't know. Anyone, I guess. I don't know. Is it
dead people? No,
are they good with me doing this scuba radio thing? I mean, I want to have everybody on our side. I mean, if they're divers and they're dead, I think that's okay. They would probably they would want to listen in just as much as the live people would, wouldn't they? Hear what I'm saying?
Right. No, I mean, of course they will.
We are number one with dead people, I guess, is what I'm asking. I'm hoping if you're a scuba diver. Okay.
Yes.
So we're the number one radio show for not only living and dead divers. Okay, good. I'll go with that. And what about overall? Are you getting a good vibe about the show? Is it? I've always felt it's kind of taken on a life of its own. I mean, scuba radio is not about me. It's about what it has become. I mean, I started it as an excuse to go diving on company time, and it grew into something way bigger. And I've just been along for the ride and maybe, help steer it along here and there. But it really has taken on a life of its own. Are you getting any kind of vibe like that? Like this is its own little thing? Scuba Radio universe or something or what? What do you think?
Yes, I think it's definitely been successful. And again, it's one of those things that is on the climb.
Yeah. Good.
Climbing more rapidly than the dive industry.
Interesting.
I mean, it's got its own thing. It can last you know, outlast the dive industry.
Yeah, all right. And should we have more mermaids or less mermaids? What do you think? Scuba Radio Mermaids, our marketing team. Like you. You know, you're, you know, our first Scuba Radio psychic
more
mermaid.
Meaning like 20 mermaids?
Well, I don't know. Just more, well, do we need to recruit more? Do we need to keep recruiting more mermaids or, you know, or let them procreate and build our own pod? I don't know. I mean... Should we continue building the Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod? Is that, I guess, maybe the question?
Well, I think you should definitely keep having them. I think they're fun and people like them.
They're very good diving ambassadors. And,
yes.
And marketing. Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Good. We're getting that. And as far as diving, is my best dive yet to come? Or have I already done it? How about that?
You've been all over the world.
I've been doing a little bit of diving over the last 19 years. I have indeed.
Hang on. Let me see. This would actually be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It's my best dive yet to come, or have I already had it?
Hang on. I'm going to just at least tune into how many more numbers of best dives you will have or good dives.
Yeah. Well, I just got my Platinum Pro 5000 award this past year. So I got a few dives under my belt. But I don't know. My feeling is my best dive is still yet to come.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but I'm going to see how many more, because there's not just one best dive.
Well, I agree with that.
The number 8 came through, so you've got at least eight more.
Eight? I got just 8 more dives ahead of me?
No.
Holy crap.
You shut up.
Oh, jeez.
You shut up. Eight more best dives.
Okay, 8 memorable dives that will definitely be like, you know, I'll never forget type of things.
Right.
All right, well, there you go. That's a little bit more optimistic. Valentina, our psychic Scuba Radio mermaid, thank you so much. And happy 19-year anniversary to you for making this possible as well.
Congratulations.
Yes. And we got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Was kind of cool. I mean, the future looks bright, I guess, according to our resident Scuba Radio mermaid psychic, Valentina. So we thank her for that. Now, we go from a psychic to somebody who's truly out of this world and a great friend of mine. And I wouldn't be here 19 years later still having a blast if it weren't for my good buddy, Bob Evans from Force Fins, who is on Scuba Radio right now. Bob, how are you?
Wow, Greg, 19 years.
Yeah.
I'll never forget me, you, and Diver Dick, one of the first FEMA shows down in New Orleans when you guys were first starting out.
Yes. You know, Bob has been there literally since the beginning of Scuba Radio, and I'll never forget the first time we met. We had talked on the phone a couple times. I'd had him on the air, but then we went on a liveaboard trip, and we're on the top deck of the boat, and he points up to that star, and I had never really met him face-to-face, and he goes, "You see that star right there?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "That's where I'm from." And the rest is history.
I wake up every day thinking, what happened here on this planet? You know, people need to be listening to Scuba Radio and diving and quit messing around hurting people, you know?
Well, true. I agree with you on that for sure. But it's the colorful folks that we've met in this dive industry, like my friend Bob Evans, that really has made it a true joy. I mean, we've made great friends over the years on so many levels, but Bob is truly one of a kind. And, you know, what's interesting is, I don't know, I think diving just kind of draws a somewhat twisted group of folks that makes things quite entertaining for our little show. You hear what I'm saying, Bob? You'd agree with me on that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, it's, well, on those trips, you know, every time we've all of us have such a comradeship to being in the water, And, you know, there's never been a sense of politics on any of the trips. It's just everybody getting to know each other and making lifelong friends like you and Diver Dick, who I often think of, you know, the two of you starting out doing something innovative that no one had ever thought about before.
It's that common bond of diving that brings us together. And we'll continue our little conversation with Mr. Evans from Force Fins next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Yes, it is our birthday. 19 years on the air for Scuba Radio today, the weekend of April Fools. And I kid you not, it really has been 19 years, and it's just coincidence that it happened to coincide with April 1st. Now, we are at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show, doing a show that will air next week that you're going to want to listen in for sure. However, today we are reflecting on 19 years of doing our goofy little radio show for divers and just kind of bringing our little dive community together. And one of my favorite folks on the planet literally is Bob Evans. And he's been there since day one, since we started the show. And when I met Bob, he just blew me away. And he continues to do that every time I chat with him as he, you know, just kicks back and makes his force fins out there on the left coast. So, Bob, what's been going on in your neck of the woods lately? Have you been doing any diving, hanging with Jean-Michel Cousteau, or what?
Well, we had a chance to see Jean-Michel just 2 days ago. He's on his way to Paris to edit the film that he's doing in his father's celebration of his father's, I guess, 90th birthday.
And nice.
Force Fins doing really well. We just had a nice talk with the Scuba Radio diver who received a pair of Force Fins that I sent out to him back in D.C. And
nice. Yeah, we did that.
A great opportunity to meet a lot of wonderful people, and I'm looking forward to another trip. You know, I still have some pictures on my camera of things that maybe some people maybe shouldn't see or
Uh-oh.
Should see.
Uh-oh.
Hot tub pictures. I can blackmail you.
Oh, jeez. You know, if it hadn't happened already, chances are it wouldn't work at this point, but I don't know. Yeah, it's probably from that time when we actually did a broadcast from a hot tub. We figured that would be something
exactly.
Never been done before.
Exactly.
And we broadcast underwater, but from a hot tub. You know, a pool's
yeah,
been done.
Lots of bikini stuff. And I have the pictures. And I keep thinking I want to put them up on my Facebook page, and then I go, well, I don't know. But
yeah, I remember it was nighttime, and there was a full moon. And I'm not talking about the thing up in the sky, but regardless, you know, you can imagine.
Yeah, no. It's great. And I'm looking forward to actually getting back into diving. I've getting all my equipment geared up, and things are going well with the Force Fin Company. Time to actually, I've been having dreams at night about diving, so I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, really. Like, I mean, what kind of dreams? I have these dreams, like
well, not
when I'm
dreams,
level, well,
but, you know,
well,
diving dreams.
Okay, well, they kind of are, I guess, aren't they?
Yeah, no, well, I'm just, you know, just somehow wanting to get back on the bottom of an ocean. I remember that one time we were in the Cayman Islands, and those divers that we were together with, they were worried about me because I went down in that little cave and sat and looked out on that ledge. It dropped off in the blueness, and you told them, hey, it's okay. It's okay. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, Bob, don't jump. Don't jump off the ledge.
No, like, we're going to come down to the Long Beach show and cruise around, so we'll definitely see you down there.
First week of June. Yeah, we'll definitely catch up for sure. You know, but what have you been doing with the fins lately?
Well, the fin business is doing really great, but I'm on the biggest project of my lifetime. It's top secret.
Uh-oh.
And I will tell you, I will promise you
yeah.
that we will have a discussion. And Jean-Michel, I had a chance to tell him what I'm up to the other day, and he is joining us on my new project. And it's basically a different way of desalinization of ocean water. And you know me, Greg, I was just sitting there at home one day, and all of a sudden I got this idea, and I've been pursuing it religiously for the last year, and I kind of hope to get away from the force fin business so I could put my time into this 100%. But due to all these wonderful people like you that use the fins, I couldn't get away from force fin. So we're making it run better and more efficiently so that I have time to work on a project that's for humanity. I mean, fins are really great, but our planet's in trouble, and water is going to be a major factor down the road. So I figured out a way to do things better than anyone has in the past, and we'll definitely break the news. In fact, I don't even think I've even talked to you about this, but that's what's up.
Wow, well, that's pretty cool. I mean, Bob's kind of a mad scientist kind of thing going. You know, he's got that whole vibe. And, you know, it applies to his force fins and everything else he works on. He's always jotting down crazy ideas.
Yeah, it's out of this world.
Nice, yeah. And force fins, like the only fin that's been featured in the Museum of Modern Art. So go figure. You know, I mean, they're
the
functional, but they're cool.
The only fins in the world in a museum.
Yeah,
and
I love
Metropolitan
it.
And the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So,
well, okay,
so I'm really
that
excited
one.
About our company. It's growing again, and we have a great staff of people back in Pennsylvania, and we want to continue to do more for Scuba Radio. So if there's a listener out there that can figure out something special, Greg will tell you I'll set you up with another pair of force fins in the anniversary of Scuba Radio. We love Scuba Radio.
Oh, you don't have to do that. We'll save that for special occasion.
I want to. That's the game plan.
Well, you just gave away a pair of fins a couple weeks ago.
I want to get their hands on a pair.
Well, okay. All right. Well, there you go. Bob Evans does this to me all the time. So if someone needs a pair of force fins, email us info@scubaradio.com. And
tell us why you
need a pair of force fins.
Yeah, you pick them out, and I'll call them up and have a nice chat with them and get to know another great listener.
Maybe it's a brown nose bonanza type of thing. So just email us, tell us why you like Scuba Radio, why you bother listening to us every week, and maybe the best one or the best brown noser will win a pair of force fins personally from the guy who makes them, Bob Evans. Bob, you didn't have to do that, but I appreciate it. As always.
And 19 years.
That's scary, isn't
19
it?
19 years.
Where'd the time go, Bob? Seriously. What's up with that? It just flies by, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's last week flew by and the next week. That's why every day I just wake up and say thank you.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do every day and make the world a better place.
Well, I don't even have time to do that half the time. I guess my point was time flies when you're having fun, and we're just having too much of that. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Way too much fun. But, you know, it just goes along with diving. I think that's just one of the things that we share as divers. We have that common bond. And then, you know, like I said, the people that get into our little group of divers are kind of a unique group and are looking for a sense of adventure or care about the environment and a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? And just they're a little more colorful than your average
schmo. Yeah, it's not everybody that wants to strap a high-pressure tank on their back.
That's right. There's where the twisted part comes in.
2,000 pounds per square inch on your back.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We're astronauts. We're
superheroes. That's what we are. Who wouldn't want to be one of those?
Oh, hey.
Yeah. What?
You know what? I forgot to tell you.
Oh,
great news with Jean-Michel and SeaWorld. He is so happy that they're going to stop that breeding program at SeaWorld.
Right, yeah. I've seen that. That's very cool stuff. But I mean, but are you planning any diving with him or just diving for yourself here anytime soon?
Well, I need to get wet, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's in my cards here very shortly.
Well, I see you've been
looking at St. Croix this morning, thinking what a great place they got the Morgan rum down there.
Oh, okay. There you go. But I see you posting all these pictures up on Facebook, you know, from your early days of diving. I find those quite intriguing, by the way, because some of them, I mean, you see some of the old gear that you used to dive with back in your, you know, teens and maybe early 20s, maybe, I don't know. But, I mean, is that just, are you just on one of those, you know, type of vibes right now where you decided to throw out a lot of those pictures or what?
Yeah, I'm starting to go through. You know, I have thousands of slides, and a lot of people don't realize the kind of work we did out here and sea farming projects and a lot of the camera systems that I designed in earlier days.
Cause yeah, well, that was back in the days of dive and surf, right? With Bob Maestro and all.
The Maestros and, you know, just going through finding a lot of old memorabilia. I kind of think it's kind of cool to put it up, and I'm kind of accumulating a lot of photographs to put a book together of all the interesting people, and who knows, we'll definitely put up some scuba radio photos.
I guess what I was saying with the pictures is that you're obviously thinking about getting back in the water and doing some diving, and at least that's one way to still share some of your love of the underwater world by just sharing some of those classic shots that you took way back in the day. And by the way, and those pictures are like what, from the 70s or 60s or 70s?
No, late 60s.
Late 60s,
when I started taking pictures underwater in 1966.
Yeah. Well, you can follow Bob on Facebook or just go to forcefins.com and get everything you need right there. Bob, thank you so much.
And I promise all your listeners, I'm going to find one of those photos and put it up by the end of the week for your anniversary.
Oh,
get
boy.
Get ready, Greg Hall.
Here comes. Here comes trouble.
Congratulations. I know Diver Dick's up there smiling down at you, Greg.
Yeah, no doubt.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Party, party, party. So come on.
Yeah, baby.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. The party has continued. 19 years of doing this goofy little radio show, and I'm in New Jersey this weekend. Covering Beneath the Sea. You'll hear all about it next week. And I'm going to finish out this show and continue it into the next show with none other than the dive god, Neil Watson, who's with us right now. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Man, happy anniversary. How did this happen?
I don't know.
Years.
You blink your eyes and you're like, what? What is going on? I just can't believe so much time has passed, but so many great adventures, so many great memories. And, of course, I couldn't do a show like this, especially a 19-year anniversary show, without having the dive god on, Mr. Neil Watson.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's been a run. It's been fun, and it's watching your hair turn gray and mine turn loose.
Exactly. Mine turns gray, yours disappears. Okay.
Yep. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, my first year doing Ocean Fest in Lauderdale by the Sea, and I hear about some wingnut that's going to try to do a show dedicated to diving, and Slate calls me and he tells me about it and said that you wanted to interview me, and I said, man, I don't know. And he said, no, he's a great guy. So I think he called me to set it up. And
yeah.
And I'm thinking, yeah, he really sounds like a stand-up cool guy, man. I don't want to break his heart and tell him that this is not going to end well and not give up the day job. And there you go. 19 years later, you're rocking and rolling and a rock star, man.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do appreciate you keeping those initial thoughts to yourself and not sharing with me.
Yeah.
That probably would have taken the air out of my balloon pretty quick, but you didn't. You just kept that to yourself.
Some guy tried to sell me Apple stock years ago, and I figured I don't even like fruit, so don't listen to me.
Well, hey, you know, we've had some great memories. And, you know, the thing is, it just keeps getting better. And with someone like Neil, it is fun to reflect on what's happened in the past. And he's done everything. Four world records. He's traveled around the world. He has more stories than anyone I could ever imagine. And he's always entertaining just to hang out with. And but we keep making new memories. You know, we went to Cuba a few weeks ago. We're getting ready to go back. Maybe in June is our plan. And we'll be spending time together in New York this weekend and sharing our adventure with everybody next week on the show. We just keep having new things to kind of, you know, just when you think it couldn't get any better, it gets better. I don't know how that works, but it seems to be happening that way. You know what I'm saying, Neil?
Well, you know, you gotta make the most out of life. You know, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes.
Okay.
So you gotta keep rocking and rolling and squeezing every minute into the fun things that you love to do.
Exactly. Leave a good skid mark means a successful life or something. And in the word, I don't know how I got that out of your little thing there, but I don't know. You know, but Neil has done it all, and it's an honor to have you as a friend and obviously a supporter of Scuba Radio over the years. I couldn't have done it without you, Neil. And, you know, he's kind of like, he's not like an official co-host, but Neil kind of ends up being that 9 times out of 10 every time when I'm on the road, because he's at a lot of the same events and things. And I kind of rope his expertise into our little group on our crew. And he just fills the bill.
You don't rope me in. You buy me a couple of drinks.
Get you socially lubricated.
I work for tequila.
Right. As do most of these divers who drink like fish. But
that's
true. You know, but Neil was like the original. And when I remember meeting Neil and seeing, like, my gosh, this guy's breaking like every diver rule in the book. I want to be this guy. Oh, my God. Because he's so much fun, as you can tell from the little glimpse you get of him being on the show. But are you looking forward to BTS, by the way, 40-year anniversary for them?
I really am. You know, one of the cool things about doing trade shows, I'll be standing in my booth just talking to somebody, and somebody will walk by and say, "You're Neil Watson." And I said, "Well, yeah." And he said, "Yeah, I could recognize that voice anywhere, man. I'm a big Scuba Radio listener." And and geez, it's great to put a face with the name, and it really is amazing how many people associate being recognized me from Scuba Radio.
Well, our roles are kind of reversed. I mean, Neil has the voice of a radio announcer, and I have just a voice, and what are you going to do?
Actually, I remember coming back from somewhere, the two of us, and I'm going through customs ahead of you. You're standing right behind me. And the guy asked me where I was coming from, and I said, I don't know, the Bahamas or something. And he says, geez, man, he said, you should be, if you're not on the radio, you should be on the radio with a voice like that. And I said, no, that's the guy behind me.
Well, the guy is talking like this, like over here, right. Yeah, well, hey, what are you going to do? Good times indeed. And yeah, we're planning our next adventure to Cuba now that Obama's been down there. The Stones are playing there, I guess, last week they played. And we blazed the trail for the president and the Stones, and it's now time to go back, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. God knows who will be back down there after we do another show.
Well, probably nobody. They'll probably shut it back down after this one. I don't know.
We may not be back after we do a show back down there.
Yeah, well, we don't know. We haven't got back into the country yet, after our last little adventure. So we'll see. True. But we're blazing a trail and making plans accordingly. And like I said, it's always something new when it comes to traveling with the Dive God. And it's an honor, a privilege, and just great to have you as a friend. Appreciate it. Thanks for 19 years, Neil.
I feel the same, and happy anniversary, dude.
And to you for listening and making this nonsense possible, very much appreciated. That comes from the heart, and I don't say it enough, but I mean it. And I thank you for listening and sharing the love with us as we continue to share the love of diving together. And on that note, we'll leave it. Till next week from beneath the sea. Remember, it's always better where, Neil?
Down where it's wetter.
See, he has that voice, as you can tell. Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.